The Bake Off Review with 2015 contestants Sandy Doherty and Betty's Cookery School.
Yes, welcome along to our Bake Off Review then with our expert from Betty's Cookery School, Jenny Culver.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And of course, our 2015 Bake Off contestant, Sandy Doherty.
Hello, Tom, how are you?
Very well. I'm especially good because, Sandy, you and I have learnt new skills today, haven't we?
I'm feeling all very professional, very grown up.
We were supposed to go down to Betty's at the same time, but we missed each other today. So we went and learnt how to temper chocolate with Jenny earlier on. And we have chocolate coins to prove it, don't we, Jenny?
We do, very much so. You know, I've heard that they were quite impressed. There's still a few Christmas vacancies available.
Well, I think I'd make a good polisher. I've decided that's what I want to be.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it puts the foil round and polishes it up and makes it look lovely.
Nice, nice. We will talk a little bit more about that on the extended version of this review, which you can hear on the website strayfm.com a little bit later on. Also, you will be able to hear a full insight into tempering chocolate on our food and drink show in a couple of weeks' time. That follows this at 7 o'clock tonight, but it will be in a few weeks' time by the time we hear about tempering chocolate with Betty's. So to the Bake Off then. Interesting week this week, Tudor week.
Wasn't it?
Very interesting.
I quite liked it actually. I was waiting for, you know, starling pie and stuffed swans, but fortunately there wasn't any.
So three challenges this week. The first challenge was pies with a hot water crust, which is one that you don't hear of too often anymore.
No, it's your pork pie and things like that. So it's, I like using that. I do make a lot of pies with hot water crust because it works for you and it's quite malleable. I think they could actually use other pastries. They could use any pastry as long as the pie was freestanding. So that's why you use a hot water one, because it helps with the freeze. Because Candice used suet crust as well.
She did, yes, yeah. She had a mixture of pies, didn't she? And they a lot of them chose to go, because Tudor week and pies on these big banquets, chose to go down a sort of Tudor-inspired route in either their presentation or their flavouring. Not Benjamina, though, with her Mexican pies.
That was unusual, wasn't it?
Well, I was rooting for her, and I thought, well, if she said that there was Spanish, then she could have gone with the Armada.
I said that too. And my wife turned around and went, oh, the Spanish Armada wasn't Tudor times. And thankfully, Wikipedia was on my side.
Yes, and history O-level and my history teacher. I did my O-level right.
So some interesting... Oh, I particularly liked Andrew's cogs of pies.
Oh, weren't they amazing? But what they didn't... As much as them working like that, they looked...
Yeah, they're just
beautiful.
They were huge as well, tall.
Yeah.
And we will go into a little bit more detail, as I say, on the full version of this on strayfm.com. We went through into the technical bake, which was to create
jumbles,
which I seem to remember making jumbles as a child with my mother.
But in these shapes.
That was the hardest thing, I think, wasn't it? Was to get them into the right shapes.
Yeah, the visualisation from a drawing to making it happen is definitely easier said. Well, looks easier said than done.
So one of the shapes they had to make was this Celtic knot, wasn't it?
So beautiful on the biscuit, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Candice's was perfect, wasn't it? It looked like this perfect, but it's so hard. I could just imagine me putting it in and the whole thing turning into one piece, as some of them did.
Yes.
Not gaps in the middle, as there should be in a Celtic knot, and that did happen. But Candice, top of the class for that one, wasn't she? And we were left with Benjamina and Selassie looking a little bit on edge, weren't they, as we headed into the showstopper. So the showstopper was a marzipan centrepiece. If you listened to the full version of this podcast last week, I got very excited about marzipan. I managed to contain myself last night. They created these wonderful Tudor-inspired marzipan centrepieces. I've never seen marzipan made from scratch before.
Haven't you?
No.
I mean, sometimes that's it.
I just thought it came from a shop.
How possible it is. And then there was, of course, the actual traditional one without the egg.
Yes.
That you baked.
What is it called? Marsh pan.
Marsh pane. Yeah. Jane blew me away with hers. I like Candice.
I did like Jane's.
Yeah. Jane's looks like the most intricate wedding cake I've ever seen. Yeah. Or like Christmas cake almost.
When you think centrepiece, it was structurally sound so that it didn't all kind of dissolve and melt, which is the danger when you're baking with marzipan or marzipan. But also it had the structure to stay together, so it kind of had both, whereas some of the others looked a bit clunky, a bit clumsy, a bit too thick. Hers was fantastic.
And we saw, unfortunately, Benjamina's maize. Paul was getting very upset about her fat maize. And I warn you now, if you haven't watched it yet and you don't want to find out who stayed and who went, turn your radio down for 30 seconds. So we ended up with Candice as Star Baker.
Yes.
And we ended up with Benjamina's finishing on her cake just let her down, didn't it? And
it did.
Saw her leave the competition.
I think in the quarterfinal, you just need to push your boundaries a little bit more.
We'll go into more detail in this on the online version, the full version of the Bake Off review, which you can get at strayfm.com. We'll talk March pain, pies, we'll talk Celtic knots and all sorts, and we'll also talk about next week's, the patisserie week in the semi-final of the Bake Off. So do you feel like you've learned stuff about chocolate now, Sandy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? You feel like a chocolate expert?
I think I could. I'm going to go home and temper. The thing is, with Jenny, she's such a marvellous teacher. She's taught me some little tricks that, you know, don't start tempering chocolate unless you've got lots of time to do it and you're not doing anything else. Don't try fit it in.
True.
It doesn't always work for you. It's like me working at school. It's sort of, if you need to rush, it won't.
Yeah.
And this temperature business that isn't that hard to do, really.
No, I think that's the thing, because when we were doing it over at Betty's earlier on, you were very careful, Jenny, with the thermometer and always watching what the temperature was. Whereas I think if you were just doing it at home and you were kind of sort of playing with chocolate at home, you wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's guesswork. And even now when I'm, you know, working with chocolate, I know roughly what 30 degrees feels like, or, you know, you start to embed what that feels like, how it's behaving, but I would never not do it with a thermometer.
No.
Well, we'll get back to talking about the bake-off, shall we? As much as we've been learning our new skills. So let's go back to the pies then. Let's start right back at the beginning. So some interesting bakes. We've talked about Andrew's gears earlier on, and they were phenomenal. And the fact that he's such an engineer, isn't he?
Isn't he? But he's got such a love, hasn't he? And it was lovely to watch him working last night, because he was enjoying himself, I thought. As much as he gets involved, he really comes at it.
We talked last week about how Tom, I don't know whether he was complacent or he felt the pressure of being the Star Baker the week before. Andrew just seemed to, in that first challenge particularly, just seemed to completely rejuvenate him, didn't it?
Yeah, really worked for him, didn't it, being Star Baker.
And, of course, the engineer in him came out with that stand that rotated. Oh, did you see how protective he got of it, though?
When
Sue was like, can I rotate it? No!
No, let me do it. Let me show you.
And, of course, I thought actually the standard was pretty high across the board, wasn't it, on the pies?
For a signature bake, that was very showstopperish, wasn't
it?
You know, the quality of the signature bake, these flavoured pies, and they all did the same apart from Candice, who did two flavours and two different pastries.
I was worried for Candice because I thought she was falling down her usual trap of doing too much and trying to achieve too much by being
sort of
too clever.
I was screaming at the telly about that. I really felt that, you know, she's not going to make the final if she doesn't learn that one. You know, she really needs to perfect what that is essential. Yes, she wants to add an extra flair, but she just doesn't know when to stop.
Because it
sometimes
went right for her last night, but, you know, it could have gone completely wrong, and
next week
she may try and do the same thing. It might go completely wrong, and it would be a real shock if she didn't make the final.
I've got the feeling that she's up there. I've no inside info.
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling
it's
she's
a funny one,
Bake
Off, as well, isn't it? Because obviously it's all filmed in the summer, so they've known for weeks.
It's who keeps the cake stand under the bed.
Because
nobody can see it, you see. And they've all had... It's amazing how it's the best kept secret, really, because there's a garden party.
There's so many people there.
Everybody can take some guests.
That's
there's
true.
Over about 250 people in that garden party.
I've been involved with a TV recording before where I wasn't allowed to say anything, and it's the hardest thing.
It's
so exciting.
Yeah. It really isn't. Asking your family and friends to sort of not say anything. It's like the whole show, you know, nipping off and saying, where are you going? I'm just going out. And you're gone for 2 days. I mean, it's like...
Is that literally, you couldn't even say, I'm filming the bake-off.
I had to tell my boss, because he had to authorise my absence, you know, from I had to go and ask the Board of Governors if I could take this time off.
Yeah.
2 days of every week, you see, which they agree to.
Is it actually filmed at weekends, or is it during the week?
No, it's sometimes in the week.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it depends, because they're trying, because some people like Alvin, being a theatre nurse, his working week was sometimes weekends.
Right.
So they swapped it around a bit, so sometimes you didn't even have a whole week.
No.
You know, you were going in on, you maybe did Thursday, Friday, And then the following week, you could be Wednesday, Thursday. So you're practicing, yeah.
Mm. Oh, see, it's well worth listening to this well full worth, podcast yeah. version of this because you find out loads of stuff
all
about
sorts
the show.
Of stuff. Yeah, I can tell you all sorts.
It's also filmed really close to where I grew up, which I found out for the first time.
Oh, Berkshire.
The other day. Yeah.
I, that was a big practice. I had to learn.
But not Berkshire.
Not Berkshire.
Yeah.
Berkshire.
Yeah, it's really close. I only found that out doing research for doing this podcast. So we move on from the gears then. Nobody really from the gears. I've got them on the mind.
We're
the pies.
the pies.
Nobody. No, I didn't think anybody really fell down. I think Candice looked like she was maybe not the best on that one, but again, because she took on too much. But she did pretty well. They said the flavours were really good, a little bit underbaked kind of thing. I really like the fact that Selassie went for a little quail's egg inside, and they were a perfect place and all that sort of thing. But beyond that, it was all fairly even, wasn't it? It was the technical challenge where we started to see things start to fall apart for a few of them.
Once again, it's remembering, isn't it? It's remembering that visual. You've nothing to work on. I mean, who can recall something that was made 500 years ago?
You know what I loved more than anything when they were watching each other how to make the shapes?
Yeah.
Who's chucked the sugar on? Right, quick, get them out, chuck the sugar on. I thought it was brilliant watching them all line each other up.
I liked, was it Selassie who tied all his up, then didn't bake? All the others put them in the oven.
Yeah.
And Selassie didn't bake his. And then he watched everybody else cooking for a bit and then he went... I think I've done the wrong shape. So actually it did him good that he hadn't put them in the oven.
It's supposed to be like exam conditions, if you can remember your exam conditions at school. You're not supposed to really converse with one another, you know, in the technical.
Mm.
But you're looking and you do a lot of mouthing, you know. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't know. Oh, God, they've gone in. And you sort of stand there having these dialogues with yourself about... Don't look around because it'll only throw you if you look around.
I was worried for Jane, you know, when I was watching her try and shape the Celtic ones. I thought it's all falling to bits. I know, and she did come last, and I really thought, oh, you know, this is the start of, you know, her ending the competition. But thank goodness that fantastic cake pulled it back.
Having a conversation with my wife while watching this last night where we were saying that in the early weeks I really thought Jane wasn't going to make it very far. She just seems to have improved.
She's a clever lady. She's I think she's probably of an age where she needs to remember to trust her own ability. You know, it's that thing. I think, speaking from experience, you know, you sort of think, I've reached this stage in my life. I'm settled and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing the other. And then you think, no, push yourself and challenge yourself because you're better than you think you are. Younger people have that confidence already, you know, and they're still living with it and they haven't had it sort of like suppressed and things.
Well, without going too psychology here. I was just going to say that actually when you have, I've got a young son, and when you have kids, you start to go, actually, my life takes a back seat, their life takes over. So for her, with her kids now grown up and gone that's when you can, I guess you start to rediscover the fact that it's about you again.
Yeah, it's remembering who you are and it's pinching yourself to sort of say, hang on a minute, who are the person you started life as? Right, it's time to remember who that person is.
It's amazing what baking brings out of you, isn't it?
It certainly is, isn't it? Get quite passionate, really, about
it. It's quite an inward, not an inward thing, but I think, you know, learn a lot about yourself through
baking.
You
certainly do, yeah.
And before you even put yourself in a competition, I mean, you know, how it makes you feel, how do you deal with things not working? Definitely tells you a lot.
I'm not digressing too much or anything, but running things like the cookery club I do at school and things like that, it's allowing young people or people to sometimes remember that actually sometimes you can be good at doing and that's okay. And that it doesn't always have to come with exams and technical ability and things.
So it all fits quite well with the name of your website, doesn't it, Sandy?
It does. Baking Down Barriers. And it's all about just having a go. And you only get right by going wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the same with everything you do. Absolutely.
You've got enjoyment.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Don't be afraid
to fail.
There
endeth my life lesson today.
That's it. But, see, Selassie, I think Selassie's got that attitude.
He does, yeah.
He does have that attitude.
I loved when he sat outside the tent, wasn't he, and just sort of went, could be going tomorrow, and just laughed, and
this is the way it is.
I actually thought Andrew, for the first time during that
really
technical,
scared,
he got really stressed,
didn't
he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He seemed to sort of wobbly. He was so confident with his pies. I think he thought he was on a roll, and his little young life just sort of all went a little bit wobbly. You know, that was
just
good. Now it's
show.
Not. Oh, he's sort of.
I mean, if you don't know something, you don't know it.
Yeah.
And it must be so scary in that situation. Mm. There's so much pressure on you to, you know, you want to get to the next stage, and you've had such a good round, and it's how you cope in that moment and that choice you make, and it's such a split decision.
So again, we kind of got to the end of there, and Benjamina and Selassie were kind of bumping along, weren't they? They didn't. Neither of them finished last in that, but it just didn't feel like, because Jane had done quite well in the first challenge, then came last in the technical. It just felt like they were sort of bumping along, and they needed to have a good day the next day, didn't they? But Andrew's sort of knocked to his confidence after saying he looked so confident with his pies.
Yeah.
Continued into his showstopper, didn't it?
I think he comes at things with the confidence that it's going to be okay, and his showstopper just didn't live up to possibly the mental image he had.
How weird did his jousting, his caramel jousting sticks look? I quite like that they all had a giggle at that.
Yeah, there was this sort of. You know,
I quite liked Paul's pragmatic response of probably should have put those on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Mary will have been asking what? Why would it?
they were a bit stubby as well, weren't they? Didn't look particularly like jousting sticks.
No.
So they created these Marzipan centerpieces around. But most of them again went for a sort of Tudor theme, didn't they? It being Tudor Week. And again, you were talking about marzipan, and I didn't really think about marzipan being baked.
Yeah, I mean, marzipan in modern day, we the only time we tend to see it baked now is with simnel cake.
Yeah.
And Andrew certainly, you know, he had the currants in there, so he was kind of dipping his toe in that pond, if you like. But having baked marzipan, which was a risk that Jane took when she was in and out of the oven with hers, you just dissolve the sugar, and it because of the egg, it starts to flow and travel, and subject to the temperature, if it's not hot enough, it's in there for too long, and it spreads further, or it's too hot and it catches because of the high sugar content. So you've got to be so careful, whereas the marzipan stands up, and it can take, it's more robust and it goes more biscuity.
So were they baking it in order to try and keep it in its shape? Is that what they were trying to do?
They were trying to toast it. They were trying to give it a little bit of colour for contrast. For me, I would have been tempted to kind of do things with a blowtorch rather than a grill, because you can kind of control in, out, in and out with the temperature. You just commit to, if you commit like that with on one flat tray with everything's at a different distance from the top of the flame, and you've got to move it, and I just worry, you know, you're almost toasting it on the cakes, a better approach with a bit more control.
Yeah, because I kind of just thought marzipan was just, I'd never seen it like baked
before.
Said,
it's private, it's very private. As Bob Mortimer says. I thought Selassie making a simnel cake, actually made a simnel cake, I thought, your timings, because you want that long, slow bake. Maybe you picked too rich a cake for the time element, because Mary Berry did say she's it's slightly underbaked.
But that's where
it dissolves in, doesn't it? Marzipan dissolves through the cake. You don't always see the layer of marzipan.
Yeah, I mean, she picked
Jane
the perfect
just, that's
thing.
It, perfect.
Perfect, light, quite relatively quick bake. Mm. Yes, she did risk the structure of the sponge not necessarily being firm enough to take the weight, so that was a consideration, but she was
actually,
large, and it was a bigger surface area.
She, because all the others created like marzipan figures or used marshmallows to create big sort of, whereas what she did was she created the showstopper element by making an intricate design, didn't she?
Yes.
So it was all paint, pretty much all painted on, wasn't it?
You see, for me, she made this, she picked the cake right, she Genoese with nuts, so it gave it a little bit more oomph, and she sort of got it done out of the way so she could concentrate on this visual, knowing that she'd got this really good cake waiting that was done and dusted and to one side.
Yeah.
Then she could really go on the elaborate.
And she said that, didn't she? She was, oh, I'm glad I've given myself lots of time to decorate this. And in fact, actually, I thought that most of them, not all of them, Andrew, not so much, seemed to be really cool with their timings.
Yes. I think sometimes with the showstopper, because if you read the brief properly, it will say, you know, with a cake and with an elaborate, so it's giving you kind of clues as to what area they're going to specifically look for. Everything boils down to flavour and to the taste, and they will taste the cake. But they are sort of trying to let you help by more or less saying, don't overdo. We're giving you 3 hours. Don't go making a rich fruit cake because it's going to be all about the cake and not the decoration. So this little, they don't say as directly as that, but there is little clues as to sort of how you space your time in.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be controversial here and say I was surprised by the choice of Star Baker. I really thought...
Really?
Yeah, I really thought Jane would get it.
Yeah.
Purely because I did feel, and maybe it's my interpretation of the brief, so, you know, you're not always got the same head on as the judges, but she relied on so many other ingredients to make the showstopper. So, you know, she structurally, you know, how fabulous her peacock was...
Mm.
There was quite a lot of it that wasn't marzipan. And for me, that was the boldest, biggest thing. And I actually found some of it a bit garish looking.
It was quite brightly coloured, wasn't it?
She could have made, you know, a pistachio marzipan, grinding pistachios up instead of dyeing that luminous green.
Mm.
So she could have taken it a different way. And obviously the judges didn't have that take on it. But I was quite surprised that... You know, Tudor week, and yes, you're going to elevate it and you're going to do something different with it, but it just wasn't quite what I was expecting, and I was surprised
on
their feedback.
I guess it was a bit man-made looking, wasn't it?
Yes,
like, it was very synthetic colours, whereas Jane's was much more traditional looking, much more like something you might have expected to see back then.
Actually, I would agree with Jenna there, and probably the only thing that did it was the technical challenge of where they came.
Yeah.
If it was based on the signature and the showstopper, I would have said Jane for exactly the same reasons.
Yeah.
But, you know, marshmallow and Rice Krispies, is it baking? Is it kind of baking?
There was quite a few of them went for marshmallow. And Rice Krispies,
Was it Candice that did her tree? Was that?
Benjamina.
But last year on Chocolate Week, Nadia made a peacock with marshmallow and Rice Krispies. And, you know, that's been on the news today about sort of, you know, did Candice copy and things. But I suppose the further down the line you go, things are going to repeat, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's bound to be. And yet she did do the marzipan in the tail and things like that. But I would have gone with Jane for Star Baker.
I've got to say that if you're going to put two things into a bake, for me, marzipan and marshmallows, you're well away. It's like my idea of heaven.
Being four-star baker. Four-star bakers.
So, as we said, we saw Candice take away the Star Baker with that huge peacock, and unfortunately Benjamina disappeared, and I still kind of feel like she didn't quite come out of her shell.
Not
completely
quite,
did she?
No, I think we'd something to see in Benjamina.
I think her flavours never let her down. Just every now and again she just stumbled on
it was,
you know,
quite
she
often
doubted
presentation
herself,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, I was surprised. I was shocked. I honestly thought it was Celeste's time to go.
Yes, I did.
I did think that. And if I'm honest, I think he's next. You know, I don't see him in the final. And who knows? Somebody else could have a disaster. Mm. And I could be wrong. We've seen it happen before.
Mm.
But yeah, it definitely makes the semi-final quite an interesting one.
It does indeed. And of course, next week is the semi-final. And it's patisserie week. And hopefully, I can't guarantee anything, and I can say this because it's on the podcast and it's not on air, we will be having some sort of Stray FM Bake Off challenge happen in the next week or two.
Oh, how exciting.
With Betty's. It's not confirmed, but we are working on something. So hopefully we will be getting some of the team for Stray FM, and hopefully I'm going to involve, he's actually just walked past the window, Will Smith and Chris Dean in that, and Beth as well. And we'll see what we can come up with before the end of the series.
Yes, I think so.
Right, Sandy, Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Forward to Patisserie Week, which I'm sure Betty's are going to be big fans of Patisserie Week.
I've already spotted the fondants.
Have you? Looking very exciting. Well, that's it. I mean, I think
that
when Lisa made some fondants and things, they're going to have to be fine, and can Selassie do fine?
That's true. Lisa's pictures of fondants make me drool.
You're drooling now, Tom, actually.
Oh, I know. They look so good. Yeah. Lisa, if you're listening and you're in next week.
She is,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. Yes, Lisa, come on, bring some for me.
You know what we're looking for, Lisa. Yeah. Right, thank you very much. We'll see you again.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic, Tom. Thank you.
The Bake Off Review with 2015 contestants Sandy Doherty and Betty's Cookery School.